So the one man taught the sacrist of all Thomas, and the one before that, the Stensby did the mantra. If you're satisfied, in the morning, if you're satisfied, then that anybody who hear your voice, it purifies animals or people. Anybody who hear your voice, whether you're singing a song or you're talking or whatever, is it Dharma or even just talk, only talk, okay. that it purifies. The other symptom is the very evening karma, the five unentered karma. even your shadow touch anybody, goes over anybody's daily time, get purified. So I turn the virtue of the daily time, get purified. So there's a protection. So there's many benefits that. So the question is, somebody touch you, or you touch somebody, or massage, and so even shake hand or something like that. It purifies the next time. Five unnatural, the very heavy karma. The next to reborn the lost hotel, so those purified in there. So no question about turning the budget. the room of this mantra. Nama namate nan, tadakataka nam, the other nan, kudini seta nan, umbo vodi murugan silver swaha. So that's a mantra. So there's such thing as being Devi's mantra. So that, anybody has the mantra, the which has the benefits. Does anybody have a copy? The wishes and benefits. Which has the benefits? There? Mantra?
The mantra that is referred to is in the book by Ted Martin.
And the benefits?
The first one, Ted Martin.
So it says here, huh? So I did them here, but I'm saying, anyone who talks to a person who has a disciple's mantra, they find an uninteresting karma get up, you find just hearing the voice of the person who is a disciple's mantra, being touched by the shadow, or touching that person's body, purifies the karma. Especially in past lives. If you recite the mantra, you won't be harmed by spirits and possessions, poisons, or by the elements of fire, water, earth. So that English name is, all the fire, water, earth, the English name is, all the Buddhas will protect you and guide you, and all the devas, those who are living in the Samaya, will support you. You won't be harmed by black magic's mantras or rituals. Black magic mantras or rituals. If this mantra is put inside a stupa, then any being, including evil, mother beings who sees the stupa, hears of the stupa, touches the stupa, or who is touched by the dust or wind, comes from the stupa, will be free from all the karmas. They will be born in the realms of the happy touch of mother beings. They won't be born in the lower realms. The destroyed karma has gone beyond. Satyama Buddha advised the Bodhisattva, great Bodhisattva, eliminating all obscuration, all of the secrecy, Vajra in the hand, Vajra departing, the four guardians, the Deva unforgettable, Alam Brahma, there was the Mahadeva, so for you, the capable holy beings, I hand over these heart of the king of the sacred mantra. Always keep it in the jewels, samato. Not samato. The sound of the Japanese language. Samato. Samato. And then proclaim it to all places. Continue it to ascending beings. If you make ascending beings hear of and see this mantra, they file an enlightenment, they come and will be purified. So then so there's more, may have received all from me this. So, Omriyate, so the benefits is there. It is said by the Bigger One of Buddha during Jawa Chu. By having said this mantra, if you make one stupa or sasa, you receive merits of having like 10 million stupa sasa. That means big stupa or small stupa is the same. So 10 million stupa, you get benefit of 10 million stupa. So this is a good society, especially if you're planning. The tatsa stupa or big stupa, so you decide for that. By having said this mantra, if you attach any of the four elements, the fire, water, air, those elements are blessed two times the power of stupa. Anyone who sees you attach you is purified of the five elements of these karmas, and they will be born in the highest caste. By having decided this mantra, you will have long life, be purified of the five unenterable karma, have wealth and will remember past lives, you will be protected from all harm and be pure enlightened. So, so this, also in Malaysia, there's a hospice group there. We have so some people they expected a quick response from the people dying. They go there and they expected some supposed response. You see, so it's not happening. So then they basically get discouraged. So I said, you don't need to be discouraged, but you do this, you chant these mantras, these two mantras, and then also other ones, Manabhimu, if you recite 10 million, 10 mala, if you recite, 10 mala, every day, then there's a same that, anybody touch you, touch anybody, even the wind while you walk on the road, wind passes through you, you know, they get blessed, touching to your body, you can bless, touch anybody, the wind goes to anybody, touch them, then they come and get purified, you see, they get liberated from organs, even your breath goes on anybody, you see, then they come and get purified. And so if you're in the mountain or if you're in the public, you see, where many people see you, and then all they need come and get purified. All the people who see you in the public, they need come and get purified. So it becomes very meaningful. So even you swim in the ocean, all the water is blessed, and then all the animals, all the numbers of animals in the water, they get purified. Even the people who are swimming in the water, they get purified. And so your body becomes so meaningful if it's that 10 amount of being homeless every day. Like that. Even money, even just having money to own, has no benefits besides this tremendous. So therefore, there's a positive response, you know, something, smile or whatever, something, you see, or radiating from the person who is dying or something. Light coming from the person who is dying or something. It's not happening like that. If you chant this mantra, you go there and say, they hear your voice, you know, you talk, they hear your voice, you purify their karma, it helps the highest birth. You test them, if they can't hear, they're dead, but you test them, you know, you test them, you purify their karma. So that's the very deep benefit, you know, purify their karma. So that shows they see you, they become purified. They hear your voice, they become purified. And they get very different volumes. And even they're blind, if they can't hear, you touch them, purifying the karma. So there's so many ways you can benefit. Purifying the karma is the deep benefit. The person smiles at you, but nothing happens, it doesn't purify, they need karma. Even if the person smiles at you, it doesn't mean anything, not to say. So but here you purify the karma of the being. So that's if the karma is not purified, then they get a law of rhythm, they have suffered unbelievable. No comparison to any human, no comparison to all the humans, all the human suffering, no matter how easy it is, no comparison to it's a great comfort, a pleasure compared to having rhythm suffering. So that, so. So this there's unbelievable way you can benefit in with these practices, then even you walk in the street, even you're not purpose, you know, you just go in the street and all the people they see you, all the people in the street, in the restaurant, wherever. Where the public place is. So it will be very meaningful. It purifies all those people, all those sentiments. So I'll say. So so even say. So one can go with this mantras and practicing, you can go in the street, you know, to say, if there's other purpose, it's a purify person, they mean that. Or even shaking hands to somebody, you see, you purify, they may come up. So that's it. There's a quick question number of mantras to bless the mala, I think. I don't remember which ones I received or which one. There's quite a number of mantras to bless the mala, so I don't remember which one I received or which I received all from which it was not, but I remember in percent of it. go for refuge to the present physical, go for refuge to Dhamma Sangha, go for refuge to Dhamma Sangha, and then go to the right, 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 go to the right that's what happened. Then you turn it into deity. You turn it into deity. You see, the deity that your personal deity, the deity that your karma connection that you practice in daily life. So you turn it into the deity. Then you realize that on your tongue, there's an a transformed moon disc. The center of the moon disc is on. Then you see the vowels, you see, the om is here, this tongue, you see, so om is here. This is the the first ah, then talk to the moon disc, then the om in the center, then the then it's om, really. Om, really, so you see, so om is facing to the om, is facing to the om. Then the consonants, you see, red one, gata, gaka, gaka, na, da, 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 then the dependent arising and blue one, om, yedama, the other one is yedama hit brava, yedama hit brava, hidden the candle, heva, yo, stop there, neither the other marshal and so on. So according to Pavanga, according to enlightenment of Pavanga, then you see, you recite om at the beginning, then soha at the very last, like that. That's one way to do. The other way to do is so you recite this I think maybe 21 times in the morning, some of that you recite in the morning, then also so the soha, you see, you recite in night time, and so the, all the talks, all the whatever you do talking become mantra between, you see. So there's also all of that. So how you are, this is the instruction, this is the instruction of the great yogi Kumbho Nanjoa, this place of speech. So the, but there's also there is the om and the soil to each one, that so there's different ways to use it. So it can be also like that. So the anyway, this has that benefits. As I mentioned, there is a translator there, so as the that then whatever mantra you recite, you see, it increases on, so many tens of millions. tens of million mantra, it increases that much. Then also your whatever talk you do, it becomes the mantra, just and the gossip of the mantra, so you know, that it's power to transform. So so there are few benefits like that. So so you said it's the bow, you see, the Oma Ayu three times, the Hoshi three times, you know, the dependent arising half mantra, the dependent arising this mantra three times, like that. So what you're reciting that in meditation, then the, the Bhimsi Mithi in the scripture, all the tenderness and good of the sabbath, with the blessing of the blessing powers of the Holy Spirit in the form of the consonants, the vowels and the consonants, and then the better rising the mantra through the whole sky now, absorbed on the tongue. You know. The next one is the again the all the blessing powers. Blessing the power of the Holy Spirit in the form of eight aspects of sounds, eight substances, seven reality, you know, all those fill the whole sky. Then absorb in your tongue, see. That, then after that, the great yogis, the Brahmas, you know, the species of karma, Buddha said, keeping silence, you know, so not telling lies, see, not telling lies, and keeping silence, so the abstinence from gossiping, you see, keeping silence, so the not telling lies, so then the species has much power. So Brahmas and yogis, the power of the blessing of their species, send the vowel consonants and then the ventralize in the mantra, the whole sky, absorbed. Then, when again same can the other blessing, all the power of speech and blessing, you see, in the form of law, so the speech science, substances, and the same reality for the whole sky, absorbed. So that, then you see from the vowels, the white, the nectar, the not white nectar. White metal float. White metal float. Float down, fill your whole body, purify all the native karmas, quiet it from within the cerebrosis. Then the mantra, you see, said mantra, the cosmic, the nectar float, fill the whole body, and he had all the karma like with speech comprehension, but you see. Then, from the dependent arising mantra, you see. Then, blue that with blue is a nectar, you see. Immediately, fill the whole body, and he had all the karma, had with the mind comprehension, but the karma comprehension, see all that. Purified, see. So then, can think also that to receive them. This was maybe the, you know, can answer things. It's also visualization of you know, receiving initiation, but anyway, that's enough. So, then after that, outside the consonant, the vowel, the mantra, the vowels, the my absorbed that, that absorbed the om, and the om absorbed by the moon. The moon absorbed the a. Moon absorbed a. Then a melted nectar, or the pink color nectar, you know, melted, and then the whole tongue is pervaded, the whole tongue. And then you see, become indestructible, vajra. Initial vajra, that no food, no black food, you see. There's no black onion, garlic, and the nettle, you see, there, or the animal, the animal tongue, the sheep's tongue, or sheep's rod, or the sheep's tongue, or very, like sheep, or those very, very ignorant, you know, those tongues, like sheep's tongues, those very harmful. Very harmful was the digital power speech and very harmful. in the lower part of the body, it made a dull, the wisdom, you see, the master root's wisdom was made dull and sharp. So anyway, the end of those meetings, you know, those speech very full animals are very, so they cannot harm, destroy your speech power, speech. Any food you eat cannot destroy your power, your speech, you see. And then it becomes indestructible that, it can take even the end of the fire cannot destroy it. Then after that, all the Buddhas, you know, the blessing of the Holy Spirit, received them, and then my speech went perfect. I think perfect. Then one can add that this last three prayer I received from Gaju, you know, the Gaju tradition, this you know, very special practice. These three prayers, I think it's good to. I was chanting this, something like that to see therefore that's when Gaju practice, you know, the blessings list, that's what this three prayers. So, yeah. May my speech have a power of those speech of them. The courage and the power of the speech. This is what they were sure. Then this one, may my words purify the mind of the sentiments, the second prayer. Third, second one, my sentiments there. May the sentiments might be purified. Next, the third one, whatever words I say, may it succeed. Whatever I say, may it succeed. So, turn on time to our shows. So, the blessing speech then has a power. Blessing speech has a power when you talk to people, has power to have success. So, the three prayers. So, I think it's useful to edit that. So this, I'm not sure this might have not received the room. Almost zero on the body, so the blessing speech and the blessing samhava. There's quite a number of mantras. You know, mantras increase to 10 minutes. So there's quite a number of mantras there. I don't know if there's room for that. before you decide any text, you see, before you decide the Dharma text, when Om Dharma and Dharma, if you recite it seven times, then whatever you recite, it increases. It increases many tens or millions. It increases. So if you're reciting Kodana Sutra, Asana Sutra, or whatever you decide to say, it increases so many times. If it's Otaratom, Taradara, Taradara, Soha. So I think that's it. So good night and good morning. Okay. if you are still here tomorrow morning, between 6 and 7, I can't say, but there would be the ordained at the given the rupturing box, but that's can come, but I think there might be, I can't say now, but there may be something between that. I can't say what. So if you're still here, if you haven't gone Pure Land. So I want to say thank you very much, billions of thanks for the coming for the retreat. So hopefully hopefully in the future also on this event, maybe 1 week. They always have a treat among the group.